not so long ago, I had, or we had a 214 800 runner, and we couldn't put a 2 mile relay together because we didn't have anybody under 230. And this year, we have one, two, three, four, five. We have five girls under 230, and we don't have that. You know, we don't have that person that runs in the teens that can take us down to a, you know, gold or an all-class gold right now looking in that relay. But the combination we've never had before with that many people in the 20s. So it'll be exciting to see. I think we'll be able to run under 10 this week if that's the case. And then we'll have to, again, look at that and see. We'll keep it together. But it may be able to be something when we hit districts that they can preserve themselves just a little bit for other events that they're in, because right now nobody else in the district has really put together a tough 4x8. Not saying they won't. I'm just saying that they haven't. And then we go to the mile, and Izzy Renner, once again, she ran the 2 mile relay early on, then came back in the mile and ran 5:54, 2:5, which was her best by just tenths. But that's exciting to see, because Izzy's really got a great chance, I think, to make it to state in the mile as long as she runs well at districts. So that'll be fun to see with her.
Skip to the field events. Your throwers continue or up there once again, each and every meet for you.
Yeah, didn't throw quite as well as we had in the shot put, and we're going to say it was the wind. Okay, it's not really the wind, but it was Brittany threw 37 and Corey threw 36, and you know, they still had a great day. They went 1-3, so that was exciting to see. They still competed there. Then you go over to discus, and actually a couple of our girls did pretty well in discus. Alexis Hansen got fourth, and she went 107.2. You know, she's went 111 earlier, but that was good yesterday. And then Lainey Schmidt, who's just coming back off of a knee injury that we got in a training accident that we caused in the wrestling room on a cold day, she threw 106, so that's her season's best, and that's exciting to see, because she's coming along and peaking right at the correct time when she needs to. So that the throws were exciting. Pole vault, again, can't complain about that a bit. Pole vault ladies came out and competed in that wind and the cold, and it was still cold when they vaulted. Chase was second at 10.6. You know, she's jumped 11. Ambie was third at 10 foot. She's went 10.6. So we're just talking a height. Not a big deal on those conditions. They'll be able to come home, compete this week, next week, and hopefully, because they're at home, have some stellar jumps. And Hannah just had a tough day. She was vaulting really, really well, Coach Ramsey said, in warm-ups, and then just didn't transition that into the competition. And so, you know, that will come along as well. Triple jump, Briley Morgan for us ended up having her season, or her personal best. She just went a little bit further than she had. She was still over 32 feet, so 32.2 and 3/4. And we now have a deal that I don't watch her triple jump at all, because when I watch, she doesn't do that. And so I don't watch. I just turn away or whatever if I happen to be there, because obviously Coach Dutton is our jumps coach. But yeah, for some reason in that triple jump, we've learned that I'm the jinx in that one. So I just stay away. Long jump didn't go quite as well as it had in the past. We thought maybe with the wind it would, and it, our long jumpers just probably didn't perform as well as they have in the past. And hopefully, you know, jumpers and sprinters like heat, and yesterday definitely was not heat, even if we had plenty of tailwind. And so hopefully we get a little more heat. Doesn't sound like we're gonna have a lot more this Saturday, but at least maybe nothing like it was at Lexington.
I was talking with Coach Ramsey before the show here, and we talked about the vault, how the Southwest Conference, of course, we've got two pits, so they'll be going at the same time. That's going to be fun to watch on the girls' and the boys' side of all the great competition teams are going to bring on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, when the Southwest Conference comes in here on Saturday, again, I've said it before, but this is going to be a fun meet to watch. There's going to be some great competitions in events, and we'll see some really, really good athletes in here. You know, when we do our two-mile relay, we've talked about really not having a lot of people pushing us. Broken Bow will come in, and, you know, that's a connection. Coach Daffer is from Southwest, and they come in and they have pushed us in the meets. We have seen them the first three legs of that. They actually outrun us in the first two usually. So it'll be fun to see how that pushes us. And then you just start off the running events and go through that. And then you have all the field events and the kids and throwing in that and jumping. It'll be a fun meet to see.
No question about it. Did I cover all the field events? High jump
actually opened up at 4-8 yesterday, and we've got the two freshman jumpers, and they were a little Coach Hosek does the high jump, and they were a little thrown off that it was so high to start with, but they both made opening height, and hopefully this gives them a little thing in their head that, oh, wait, we don't have to start quite as low as we start. And, you know, when you start higher, sometimes you jump higher, mm-hmm. just simply because, you know, traditionally we say the third jump, third attempt is your, you know, your best attempt. And so it gives them the opportunity to do that. But, yeah, so that was exciting to see. And I think the only thing we left out were the relays. And,
oh, yeah.
And the relays, again, we ran our season's best in the two-mile relay yesterday. We ran Shauna first, and then we ran Izzy, and then Leah, and then Paige Bortner, and they ran exceptionally well yesterday. Again, just nobody really pushed us. We were hoping Carney was going to bring them, but Carney was kind of on a rest week. I talked to my cousin's daughter, and she got second in the 400, and she said she was that was the only event she ran. And they had been at KU the week before, and so they were kind of on a rest week for a lot of their good athletes. So we thought we'd have competition there and push us a little bit, but we didn't. Still ran a great time, obviously the best of the year. The short relay, we had a switch on our third leg and at 20 minutes before the race ran, and Malia Hilker stepped in and ran that, and we ran about a second slower than we've ran, but still, we got fourth. We still ran well. We definitely made sure, she made sure that they were not getting away. We were going to get the baton pass, and so that may have slowed us up a little bit, but that was exactly what we needed to do. So still super happy with that. And then, you know, end the day with a win in the 4x4, which was exciting to see as well. Maybe a second slower, I think it was, than last week, and in the conditions, being there all day and being out in that, I thought we performed extremely well.
Yep, Southwest Conference, once again, like a week from today, and, wait, you know, the throws, Gothenburg, the Smith girls is going to be fun to watch. Holdridge has got their vaulters. Ogallala's the Henning girls coming in the distances, stuff like that. Every team has their strengths, don't they?
They do, and like I said, it'll be fun to watch, and it'll be good competition for us, and it's nice that it's here. We don't have to travel.